either you were closing your eyes to a situation you not wish to acknowledge, or you were unaware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I said trouble right here, River City. Why, sure, I'm a billion player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider the hours I spend with the cue in my hand are golden. Help me cultivate horse sense to a cool head and a keen eye. Do you ever take a try and give an ironclad lead to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, maturity, score, and a bulk line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of day. For day I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pitchback suit. And listeners, some big out-of-town jasper here to tell him about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome cotton race, no, but a race where they sit down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boys sitting on Dan Patch. Or maybe a boil, what I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in the table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B in that line with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I said, your young men will be frittering. Frittering away at your noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door passed or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water to your parents or caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night. And that's trouble. Folks, we got lots and lots of trouble. I'm speaking of the kids in the Knickerbocker shirt till young was peeking in the pool hall window after school and said trouble. Folks, right here in River City, trouble with the capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? Then trying out Bebo, trying out Cuban, trying out tailor-made like cigarette beans, bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sensei. One fine night, they'll leave the pool hall, headed for the dance of the armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, in the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the Ivo brain is a devil's playground. Trouble!
Oh, yeah, trouble.
Right here, River City.
Right here, River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here, River City.
Right here.
In the golden rule.
Our children's
mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swear, and so's your old man. And so, my friend, we got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here, River City.
Right here, River City.
With that little T and that rhymes of P and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here, River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, the Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children's in that.
Oh, we're in trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 number balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's tool.